Recently, the Sydney Business Chamber has confirmed that our city's small businesses and hospitality sector have been severely impacted by COVID-19. In response to this, the city has made some big changes. For those still visiting Sydney City, you may have noticed that something new is happening on George Street. Since this Monday, the 20th of July, temporary changes have been made to supply wider footpaths for pedestrians. To learn more today, we are joined by the Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Sydney, Jess Scully. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Marlene. Good to be with you.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome to The Daily. Now, firstly, how has the pathways in George Street been temporarily widened and how far down George Street? Where are we talking?
So, look, we know that George Street has been a bit of a new environment over the past couple of years. So we had the construction of the light rail over several years, which took back most of George Street for that construction process. Since the end of last year, the reopening of a large part of George Street with the light rail on it, but also really focused on pedestrian use. So really from the QVB building all the way down to, pretty much to Circular Quay, almost uninterrupted, you have people being the priority. It's really pedestrian focused. But what we're seeing now with this new extension is that down towards Central, down to the south of the city, basically from Town Hall Station, so from Bathurst Street, all the way down to Rawson Street, which is pretty much Eddy Avenue, where Central sort of starts to kick off. That whole area is also going to be pedestrianised.
Wow, that's quite a long way. Now, when we're talking about these changes, you mentioned before that it's a temporary change. Is there a possibility that it's going to be made permanent?
I think so. I think what we're really seeing is testing the water and seeing what works and what doesn't and how we might need to adjust it, if it needs to change at different times of day, for example. Okay. So it's really a question of, because of the urgency of this moment and because we need more physical space for people to distance when they do come into the city, we need to make sure we act quickly and we claim back some of this space for people. But if it works, then it could be something that's permanent in the long run.
And how could the changes benefit local businesses and pedestrians?
Well, we've all been through quite a difficult time, and no one more than businesses and businesses in the CBD who have been, as you said, footfall has gone down by 90%. And there's still many of them paying quite high rent. So they're really struggling. But one of the potential silver linings that we've all experienced in our neighbourhoods is that people are using the street in different ways. Because we have lifted our outdoor dining restrictions, which are there for lots of really good reasons, but because of the need to give people more space, we've said to people, look, be safe, use the footpath if you need to for dining, for queuing, for display, for all of those sorts of things. So I'm hopeful by reclaiming more of the CBD street space and making it pedestrian first, there's a possibility that we might see more, tables outside and people enjoying the sun and keeping the space that they need to, but continuing to support and enjoy the kinds of cafes and restaurants and retailers that we have in the city as well.
Absolutely. We definitely need a little bit more space at this time, and it's good to enjoy a bit of the outdoors as well. I must ask, how were the changes funded?
So the New South Wales government has provided some of the funding, but the City of Sydney has provided the majority of the funding for this effort, and it's always surprising how much this sort of stuff costs. It is in the millions of dollars to claim back this space and make it safe so that it's done well. But it's really great that the state government has come to the party, but yes, the city is paying for most of it.
And what kind of response have you received from people and businesses?
Well, you know, I think they're still sort of testing the waters, and I think people are still figuring out what the impact is going to be for them and how they can take advantage of it. So I haven't got any specific feedback just yet, but I am going to find out more and, you know, watch this space. I'd love to hear from any businesses or anyone who's out there using the space. Please get in touch and let us know what you think or what could be done better. Because, you know, this is all happening very quickly and it is all a work in progress. So if there's a way that you think it can be improved, do let us know. And anything is really possible at this stage.
Absolutely. It is all just new, as we said before. The temporary changes have just started on Monday. But, it's going to be really interesting to see how it changes and how George Street is going to get a little brand new look for the time being.
You know, I remember George Street like 3 or 4 years ago. I used to work down in the Rocks. And so I spent so much of my life sitting on a bus just idling on George Street.
Oh, yes.
And it was not the kind of place that you wanted to hang out. And now when I go to George Street, I'm overwhelmed by how beautiful it is, how quiet it is. And the only sounds you really hear are buskers and performers and, you know, people sitting outside getting the sun, eating their lunch. And that's extraordinary to see what a huge transformation is possible in a really short time. So I'm excited to see more of that happen.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Jess. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Lovely to chat too. Have a great day.